CSS Grid is a two-dimensional layout system built directly into CSS. Unlike Flexbox, which you have already practiced extensively and which organizes elements along a single axis, either a row or a column, CSS Grid allows you to control both rows and columns simultaneously. This fundamental difference changes how you think about page layout and opens up possibilities that were difficult or even impossible to achieve with Flexbox alone. Before diving into the specifics, it is important to understand why CSS Grid was created and what problem it solves. For many years, web developers had to rely on workarounds to build grid-like page layouts. They used HTML tables, then floated elements, then frameworks like Bootstrap, which simulated grids using a complex system of rows and columns built on top of Flexbox. Each of these approaches came with significant limitations and required extra markup or extra CSS just to approximate a grid. CSS Grid was introduced natively in CSS to solve this problem at its root, by giving developers a true, declarative, two-dimensional layout tool directly in the language. The core philosophy of CSS Grid is simple. You define a grid on a container, and then you place items inside that grid. The grid itself is composed of rows and columns, and the intersection of a row and a column forms a cell. You can place items in specific cells, span them across multiple rows or columns, and create complex layouts without adding any extra HTML elements. The HTML structure stays clean, and the layout logic lives entirely in the CSS. This is a major shift compared to older approaches where the layout was often baked into the HTML structure. To start using CSS Grid, you set the display property of a container element to grid. Once you do this, the element becomes a grid container, and its direct children become grid items. At this point, nothing visible changes yet, because you have not defined any rows or columns. The grid container now has a grid formatting context, meaning it will use the grid algorithm to lay out its children. The two most important properties you will use to define the structure of the grid are grid template columns and grid template rows. With grid template columns, you specify how many columns the grid should have and how wide each one should be. For example, if you write grid template columns, 200px, 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 you define a grid with three columns, each 200 pixels wide. If you write grid template columns, 1fr, 2fr, 1fr, you define three columns where the total available space is divided into four equal parts. The first column gets one part, the second gets two parts, and the third gets one part. This fractional unit, written as fr, is one of the most powerful features of CSS Grid and does not exist in Flexbox. It allows you to distribute space proportionally without having to calculate percentages. Similarly, grid template rows lets you define the height of each row. However, in many real-world cases, you do not need to define rows explicitly, because CSS Grid will automatically create rows to accommodate your content. This behavior is controlled by a concept called implicit grid generation, which we will return to shortly. A very important feature of CSS Grid is the repeat function. Instead of writing grid template columns, 1fr, 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 you can write grid template columns, repeat 4, 1fr, which means exactly the same thing, 4 equal columns. This makes your code more readable and easier to maintain. You can also combine repeat with other values, such as grid template columns, 200px, repeat 3, 1fr, which creates one fixed 200 pixel column and three flexible columns that share the remaining space equally. Another powerful keyword used inside CSS grid definitions is autofill and autofit, which work together with repeat to create responsive grids without media queries. For example, grid template columns, repeat autofill, min-max 200px, 1fr, tells the browser to create as many columns as will fit in the available space, where each column is at least 200 pixels wide but can grow to fill remaining space. This single line of CSS can replace multiple media queries that you would otherwise need to write with Flexbox. The gap property, previously called grid gap, controls the space between rows and columns in a grid. You can define the same gap for both rows and columns by writing gap, 20px, or you can set them separately by writing row gap, 10px and column gap, 20px. This is the same gap property you encountered with Flexbox, but in grid it applies to both dimensions. One of the defining features of CSS Grid is the ability to place items precisely. By default, items are placed automatically one after another following the grid flow. But you can override this and explicitly position a grid item using grid column and grid row properties. For example, if you write grid column, 1, 3 on a grid item, you are telling that item to start at the first vertical grid line and end at the third vertical grid line, which means it spans across two columns. Similarly, grid row, 1, 3 makes an item span two rows. This precise control is something that is very difficult to achieve with Flexbox, and it is one of the main reasons CSS Grid exists. grid lines are numbered automatically starting from 1. In a 3-column grid, you have 4 vertical lines, line 1 on the left, line 2 between the first and second columns, line 3 between the second and third columns, and line 4 on the right. You reference these lines when placing items. You can also use negative values. Minus 1 refers to the last line, minus 2 to the second to last, and so on. For example, grid column 1, minus 1 tells an item to span the entire width of the grid, from the first line to the last. CSS Grid also introduces the concept of named grid areas, which makes your layout code much more readable. With the grid template areas property, you can draw your layout using quoted strings that represent the layout visually. For example, grid template areas, header, 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 sidebar, main, main, footer, footer, footer. This defines a 3-row layout where the header spans all 3 columns, the sidebar occupies the first column of the middle row, the main content occupies the second and third columns of the middle row, and the footer spans all 3 columns. You then assign each grid item to its named area using the grid area property. For example, the header element would have grid area, header, the sidebar would have grid area, sidebar, and so on. This approach makes the CSS almost self-documenting, because anyone reading the code can immediately understand the layout structure. The implicit grid is an important concept to understand. When you place items outside the explicitly defined grid, or when you have more items than the grid can hold, CSS Grid automatically creates new rows, or columns, depending on the grid flow direction, to accommodate them. These automatically created tracks are part of the implicit grid. You can control the size of these auto-generated rows using the Grid Auto Rows property. For example, Grid Auto Rows 150px ensures that any automatically created row is 150 pixels tall. You can also use min-max 150px, auto, to set a minimum height while allowing rows to grow if their content requires more space. Now, let us address the fundamental question. When should you use CSS Grid, and when should you use Flexbox? The two tools complement each other and are not in competition. The general principle is as follows. Use Flexbox when you are working in one dimension. Flexbox is ideal for navigation bars, button groups, centering a single element, or aligning items along a single row or column. You have seen this in all the workshops you completed with Flex Direction, Flex Wrap, and Alignment Properties. Use CSS Grid when you are working in two dimensions simultaneously. Grid is ideal for overall page layouts, card grids, image galleries that require precise row and column control, or any layout where you need to align items both horizontally and vertically in a structured way. In practice, it is very common to use both in the same project. The outer page structure might be defined with grid, while individual components inside the grid cells use Flexbox for their internal alignment. For example, a page layout might use grid to place a header, a sidebar, a main content area, and a footer. Inside the main content area, a card component might use Flexbox to align an icon, a title, and a description side by side. CSS Grid is also a major tool for responsive design. Because of features like autofill, autofit, and the min-max function, many responsive behaviors can be achieved with CSS Grid without writing a single media query. This does not mean media queries become obsolete, but it does mean that CSS Grid reduces your dependence on them for layout purposes. You will still use media queries for things like typography adjustments, spacing changes, or switching between fundamentally different layouts at very different screen sizes. Let us look at a concrete, practical example to solidify this understanding. Imagine you are building a product listing page for an e-commerce website. You want the products to appear in a grid that shows 4 columns on large screens, 2 columns on medium screens, and 1 column on small screens. With Flexbox and media queries, you would need at least 3 media query blocks and several lines of CSS. With CSS Grid, you can write grid template columns, repeat autofill, min-max 250px, 1fr. This single line tells the browser to fill the row with as many columns as possible, where each column is between 250 pixels and 1 fraction of the available space. On a large screen, this might produce 4 columns. On a medium screen, 2. On a small screen, 1. The grid adapts automatically. Finally, it is important to understand that CSS Grid has excellent support in all modern browsers. You do not need any special setup, frameworks, or polyfills to use it in a standard web development project. It is a native CSS feature that works directly in the browser, just like Flexbox. In summary, CSS Grid brings a two-dimensional layout model to CSS that is both powerful and readable. Its philosophy is to separate layout from content, to allow precise placement of elements in rows and columns, and to reduce the need for complex workarounds. It complements Flexbox by handling the macro layout of a page while Flexbox handles the micro layout of individual components. Mastering CSS Grid is an essential step toward becoming a professional front-end or full-stack developer, and it is a skill you will use in virtually every web project you build.